Thank you, Father, for this Christmas morning. We pray that we might be filled with your grace and truth this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Christmas has arrived. Isn't that great? The baby has arrived in the manger at long last. I wonder if you were to draw a picture of God or a painting, I wonder what might you draw? For some folks, it might be an old guy with a white beard wearing a red suit sitting on a chair somewhere. It's funny how when we try and express through art what God looks like, how invariably the pictures look a little bit like us. I don't know if you've noticed when you visit an art gallery, you see all the religious art from Europe. How strange it is how Jesus looks somewhat Scandinavian, with blonde hair and blue eyes. Or if you visit Kenya, how Jesus will often look like a Maasai warrior, tall and dark and strong. Christmas is a time when we pull out all these nativity scenes of angels and wise men, Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. And these are pictures that help us to remember something not simply of what happened long ago, but they draw near to us a truth about God, how God speaks to us through all the noise and the chatter of our lives today. John, our gospel writer, paints us a picture of God, not with oil and canvas, but with words. John shows us, he pulls aside the curtain of all those nativity scenes to show us something eternal. That God comes not simply as a baby, but this is the creative, the life-giving one, the Word becoming flesh who lives amongst us. John saw this amazing sight, but rather than simply telling us he saw a baby, he puts it this way. The Word became flesh and lived among us. We have seen the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, get this, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. These are amazing words. These are words that are hard to wrap your mind around. And many people use a whole heap of words to try and convey something of what God is like. Words like judge and king, power and might. But John uses different words. He uses grace and truth. Why might John describe Jesus in this way? A Canadian writer, Robert Munch, understands John's gospel better than most, and he conveys this through his wonderful Christmas story called Giant, or Waiting for the Thursday Boat. It doesn't look like a Christmas story. I mean, there are no Christmas trees on it. There's no nativity set within the book at all. But it's the best Christmas story by far because of the way Robert tells of how grace and truth changes the life of a giant called McKeon, who is a very large and very lonely and very angry giant. McKeon lived in Ireland and he became very lonely and very angry when St. Patrick chased all the snakes and elves and giants out of Ireland. McKeon, he got so mad with God, he resolved to chuck all the church bells into the sea. And so when the last church bell was tossed into the ocean, St. Patrick comes to McKeon and tells him, McKeon, God is mad with you. God is coming on the Thursday boat and God's going to deal with you, McKeon. And eager for a fight, McKeon, he goes down to the beach and waits for God. A small fishing boat arrives and a little girl gets out. McKeon asks her, did you see God while you were out fishing? I'm here to pound God into applesauce. The girl replies, oh, I've never seen God pounded. I think I'll stay and watch. Sure enough, a big fancy boat arrives with a rich man. Surely this must be God, says McKeon. Only it wasn't. So he sat down with the girl and waited. A bigger boat arrives, this time with an important politician. Ah, this must be God, says McKeon. Only it wasn't. Again, he sits there with the girl and waits. The last boat was biggest of all, filled with a general and all his soldiers. But this wasn't God either. And McKeon grew very disappointed. You see, McKeon thought he knew what God would look like. That God would look a bit like a giant. Tall, strong, powerful. Only McKeon couldn't see God at all. All the hurt and disappointment and loneliness was a darkness that covered his heart and covered his eyes and weighed deeply upon his soul. We're not that different, are we? We get hurt and disappointed, angry and lonely. And if truth be told, there's nothing better than chucking a church bell into the ocean. Many folks in our world today may not chuck church bells into the ocean. They just simply ignore the whole thing. McKeon may have been blinded by his anger, but we get blinded by different things. Things like pride, that somehow we know how everything works. We get blinded by things like greed, and we use our possessions to fill up all the hurt and loneliness and disappointment in our lives. Anything, we use anything and everything to hide ourselves away. What McKeon needed was not a fight, but a friend. This is what John wants us to help, wants us to understand, that God has drawn near to us, not as a big angry giant, but as a friend. God comes to us not in an impressive boat, but in the form of a defenseless baby. God knows that when we get hurt, we can get just as mad and just as blind as McKeon. And so God comes to McKeon as a girl who sits beside him. My friends, this is a picture of grace. This word grace is all about welcome and company without judgment, without rush, without pressure. That's how God comes to us, with understanding and compassion. God knows the darkness that we live with, and why we want to chuck every church bell into the sea. But grace is what we see in Jesus. It's grace that we see through the whole gospel play out in Jesus' life. It's grace that provides a wedding feast when all the wine has run out. It's grace that heals sick children. It's grace that heals a lame man beside the pool. It's grace that gives sight back to the blind. It's grace. It's grace that this Jesus lays down his life for his people. When God comes to McKeon as a little girl, the giant feels safe. Safe enough to open himself up to the truth, a truth about himself, that all the anger and all the rage is just a mask for all the hurt and disappointment that lies within. The little girl speaks the truth to him in a way that he can hear. She says to him, not words of condemnation, not words that put him down. She says to him simply, you're so much better being friendly rather than angry. And of all the people in the story, she is the one who can see the truth about McKeon. That all the rage is just there, but what lives deep beneath is love and goodness. And Jesus sees the truth about ourselves too. He comes to speak truth, not to put us down or make us feel ashamed or weaker than what we are. No, he speaks the truth that we are loved, loved passionately by God, loved fully by God. And he brings the light that can overcome any kind of darkness in our lives. That no matter how angry or hurt or disappointed we find ourselves, God comes to bring life. Not just a little thimbleful, but a whole ocean full of life. Here's the thing in this story. It's not McKeon who sits with the little girl, so much as it is the little girl who sits with McKeon. She sits with him through all his loneliness, all his anger, and all his rage. It's grace that enables McKeon to hear the truth, not only about himself, but about God. That God loves him and goes looking for him, goes looking for us, well, even before we've even thought of looking for God. Isaiah the prophet could see this, and he looked forward to a time when God would draw near, bringing good news and salvation to all. Grace and truth is what he could see. And the psalmist could see that too. It rings throughout that whole poem. God's victory is accomplished. Grace and truth wins in the end. Because you know what? No one can pound grace and truth into applesauce. Instead, grace and truth, they have the power to create and recreate the whole world. As much as we like to paint God in ways that reflect who we are, grace and truth have this amazing power to recreate us into God's image. This is why John pulls back the curtain to say, look, there is far more going on here than just a cute little nativity scene. God has drawn near to us in the person of Christ, and this Jesus promises to sit with us on whatever beach we find ourselves. God comes to us as a friend and as a companion. God comes to us in grace so that we can hear the truth about ourselves, that we are loved, that we are valued, that we can be better than what we are. Christmas is a reminder that God draws near to us so that we might resemble God in some way. So go for it. Chuck all those church bells into the ocean. But listen to that little voice. That little voice in your life that says to you, you can be the kind of giant that God wants you to be. That God loves you and God has opened the whole world to you through Jesus, our Savior. Amen.